Spring is here, and you can now get almost anything you need for your sunny days delivered with Uber Eats. What do we mean by almost? Well, you can't get a well-groomed lawn delivered, but you can get a chicken parmesan delivered. A cabana? That's a no. But a banana? That's a yes. A nice tan? Sorry. Nope. But a box fan? Happily, yes. A day of sunshine? No. A box of fine wines? Yes. Uber Eats can definitely get you that. Get almost anything delivered with Uber Eats. Order now. Alcohol in select markets. Product availability may vary by region. See app for details.
Hello and welcome to the Everything is Black and White podcast. It's time for the match review. Newcastle have drawn 1-1 with Watford up at St James's Park, and it's a missed opportunity for the Magpies to get out of the relegation zone. Had they beat Watford, they would have brought the London side into the relegation zone and leapfrogged them. And the result made slightly worse with the fact Norwich beat Everton. So the bottom of the table reads like this. Watford 17th on 14 points. Norwich now in 18th on 13. Newcastle in 19th with 12 points. And Burnley bottom of the table on 11. But Burnley have only played 17 games. And relegation obviously was a massive fear for Newcastle United and Eddie Howe. But you just feel that fear has gone up to another level after not just the result today, but the performance. It was really alarming. You know, Watford hadn't kept a clean sheet in a very long while. And Newcastle really did not threaten them at all. They had only one shot on target, and that was the goal that came from Alan St. Maximum just after half time. Superb bit of individual skill by the Frenchman. He acted on an error from the fullback, got into the box and fired low into the left-hand corner. Now, Newcastle did have opportunities in the first half. Joe Linton smacked one off the bar and put one wide as well, and he probably should have scored. But Newcastle never really threatened Watford all that much. And I think what came out of this game are two things, and two things we already really knew. They need some defensive additions, and that's what they're aiming to get in the market. Obviously, with Diogo Carlos, Sven Botman, they've all, you know, they're the two men they're going after. Doesn't like look like Botman's going to happen. We knew this earlier this week, and now the Lille president has come out and said he's not for sale, so it's going to take a massive bid for him. Equally, Seville don't want to sell Diogo Carlos, so it'll be interesting to see what happens there. But they need, in the week coming before that Leeds game next Saturday, they need to get in at least one central defender, because yet again today, their frailties at the back were shown. It was a great header from João Pedro with 2 minutes to go on the clock. But he wasn't challenged in the air. You know, he outjumped Jamal Lascelles, and you just think if we've got a bit more of a towering defender there, could he have stopped it? You know, it's all, I guess, hypothetical. But there's definitely a need to get those centre-backs in before that Leeds game. And a central midfielder as well. Now, I was one who thought getting a central midfielder in was a bit down the list. I didn't think it was too much of a priority. Yes, they've missed Hayden. And they do need someone who can bite at the attacking players of the opposition. But today, it really, really shone just how much they need to go out there and get a kind of, in my opinion, like a Tiote kind of midfielder. Someone who will really put the foot in and control the game, protect the defence, and just help Newcastle in all aspects of the midfield, because there was no one pressing, no one giving much urgency to the cause tonight. They scored and then they backed off. They sat off and they let Watford just hit them. And they were fortunate in many ways that Watford only scored with 2 minutes to go, because they had their chances in the second half, Watford. Pedro was a real nuisance. A few headers and chances which were easy saves for Dubravka, but a striker with a bit more quality would have put them away. Josh King threatened. He forced Dubravka into a really good save. And Sissoko, Moussa Sissoko, a man who split opinion while at Newcastle United, obviously moved on to Spurs and then he headed to Watford. I think he's a captain now. He was set up by Emmanuel Dennis and he put it wide. And the goal was at his mercy. It should have gone in. And that came from a Jamal Lascelles mistake, actually. And thankfully, Watford didn't capitalise. Sissoko put it wide, much to the joy of the Newcastle United fans in the stands. But Watford, for all they were poor in the first half, were the better side in the second half. And questions need to be asked of Newcastle. You know, is it nerves? Is it a lack of a game plan? It is really alarming, and I do worry how they get out of this situation, because if you can't beat Watford, who have lost their last seven on the bounce, who on earth are you going to beat? Are they going to go up against Leeds and give them a game? Because after that comes, what, Everton, isn't it? It's really, really worrying. It was already worrying, but like I say, I just think tonight's result just takes it up to another level. I mean, you talk about Newcastle United chances. We've mentioned there the fact they hit the bomb and Joe Linton put one wide. Wood didn't really get a chance to show what he's all about. There was a little bit of a penalty appeal on 40 minutes. It did go to VAR. It looked like he'd bundled them over. The referee wasn't having it, and then VAR checked it and it didn't get awarded. But there weren't too many balls in the box that he could really get on the end of. There was one header that he put over. But other than that, it was a bit of a quiet game for him. And he's only going to be as good as the service. So we need to see more balls getting put into the box from the likes of Ryan Fraser and Alan St. Maximum, and of course, the full-backs as well. But yeah, just disappointing above all else, because this is now 21 points that Newcastle have dropped from winning positions this season. 21 points, huge. So what, they're on 12 now, so what's that? Takes you up to 22, 32. They'll be on 33 points, if my maths is correct, which would take them up to 7th. Goodness me. I'm just going to double check that. That is right. That is remarkable. Absolutely remarkable. And that's got to change. That has got to stop. You can't keep throwing points away. And, you know, they need to make sure that if they take the lead against Leeds, and hopefully they do, they hold on to it. But we'll talk about this in the match preview next week with John Gibson. You look at Leeds and you think, you know, yes, they've got injuries, but they can still play that attacking style that really hurt Newcastle last season. And the same issues are there this season. And you do feel that Newcastle's defence will just get ripped apart. I mean, Trippier had another good game today. You can see he's levels above most in that side. Sean Longstaff, you know, didn't set the world alight. John Joe Shelby, very quiet. Joe Linton got around the pitch again and was probably putting in one of the better performances on the day. Alan St. Maximum, of course, getting the goal. You know, but didn't really do too much, and we need to see more from him. It was good he was getting the goal, and his comments after the game actually very interesting. He's talked about it being a very bad night for Newcastle United, being very disappointed with the result. He was speaking straight after the game. He said, "I think you can see my face. I'm really disappointed. We tried to do everything to win this game, to concede a goal with only 3 minutes left. Really difficult. When you're in this position, you need a bit of luck. We need to wait for more luck to help the team win this game." I wonder there if he's thinking about more players coming in, perhaps. He says they did not have a lot of opportunities to score, but they did score really hard, because we know if we keep drawing, we will not survive. But we have to keep going. We have a really good mentality. When they score in the 80th minute and you have only a few minutes left, it's the same story. It becomes really difficult to score. It's a good draw for Watford and a really bad and really bad for Newcastle. He goes on to say it's a really big defeat, but we don't have to draw this game. We managed the game, had more opportunities, and showed a good Newcastle. It's a really bad night for Newcastle. And he's right in what he says. The same old mistakes creeping in. Steve Bruce had this issue. Rafa Benitez had this issue. They just struggle defensively to hold on to Leeds. And it goes back to what we've been saying for a very long time. This is now 14 years of Mike Ashley and the lack of proper investment in the playing squad coming home now. This is what it is. And yes, Eddie Howe has to face some questions over the lack of urgency from his team in the second half. Why not go for a second? They just sat back. And in many ways, Watford deserved the equaliser, because Newcastle encouraged them effectively in the way they set up. But the main point is the lack of investment over the last 14 years. The fact that, you know, it's Cher and Lascelles, it's centre-back. Cher signed in August 2018, and Jamal Lascelles signed in, 2014-15? So a long, long while ago. And that's why they are targeting Diego Carlos and Sven Botman. If their deals can't be done, they need to move on quickly. We want to be at Monday, Tuesday, with at least one defender in, because we can't get the leads without defensive reinforcements. It's now going to test the owners to see what they're made of, to see just how much money they do have. Are they just going to pay the price? Because the reality is it'll cost you a lot more to go down to the Championship, both in terms of money and embarrassments and what have you. But Newcastle United now really up against it to survive the drop. A disappointing night at St James's Park. There were a few boos at full time. Where do Newcastle United go from here? Well, it has to be in the transfer market. We have to see at least two, in my opinion, two arrivals next week before that big game against Leeds, a game they cannot lose. But they've drawn here today against Watford. As I've said, disappointing. But, well, yeah, that's it. Just disappointing. Do head over to chroniclelive.co.uk where you can keep up to date with all the latest Newcastle United news, including all the reaction from this afternoon's game. And please remember to like and subscribe to the podcast. Thank you very much for listening.